The following is another exclusive presentation of Super Talk Mississippi. It's time for the Economic Development Radio Show on Super Talk Mississippi and online at supertalksouthwest.com. Hosted by former mayor of Monticello and now Lawrence County Economic Development Director Dave Nichols. Today's show is presented by Bank of Brookhaven, the Southwest Mississippi Partnership, Kapaya Lincoln Community College, Southwest Mississippi Community College, Cooperative Energy, Southwest Electric, Magnolia Electric Power, King's Daughters Medical Center, the Lincoln County Economic Development Office, and by the Lawrence County Economic Development Office. Now, say hello to your radio show host, Dave Nichols, on Super Talk Mississippi.
And a very good morning to each and every single one of you. I am Dave Nichols. So glad you are with us on another Wet Wednesday. That's all we've had lately are Wet Wednesdays. We are joined in the studios this morning by Garrett Combs, the economic developer here in Lincoln County. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me back. I always enjoy my time discussing our profession on the radio.
Well, we always enjoy having you on here. So let me go ahead and get the rumor started. I did this earlier, so I'm going to do it now. Our governor, Tate Reeves, has yet to appoint a director for the Mississippi Development Authority, the state's economic development arm. And so are you on the short list?
No, Dave, that's very flattering, but I am not on the short list. And I love it here in Brookhaven and Lincoln County and have a deep respect for the Mississippi Development Authority and the leadership there. I spent 6 years there working with them and working on behalf of our state. But I think what you're asking me is kind of where we would like to go in the future as a local developer and the next version of MDA under this administration. But we're very excited about Governor Reeves and the future. We're very appreciative of Governor Bryant and his leadership and that leadership in the past at MDA. But I think the most important thing for me and many others that have been in our shoes and in our job is that we find a professional economic developer to take the reins of MDA and somebody that's been in, walked a mile in our shoes, and that there's a few nuances of being a local economic developer that's different than being on the state level or in state service or government agencies or, the community college system, something, of those lines that all play an important part of economic development. But I would hope that we would find someone that has some experience on the local level that when we're working together can understand some of the nuances that we encounter in our day-to-day job.
Well, that's one of the things you definitely bring to the table. You've done it on the local level in a very small county, did that in Franklin County. Then you went to work for the state at MDA and then came back here to Lincoln County. I think I got the track history correct. With that said, if you could give the governor just one piece of advice, if you could tell him, here's what I really would love to see in the next director for MDA, what would that one little nugget be?
I would probably say if the governor did ask, I would say that, find someone that has done this as a career, that has not kind of found this as a secondary career or fell into it at some point. Find a professional that has experience of making deals work, of bringing companies, jobs, and investment to a community, and demonstrated that on a number of different levels, whether that's small communities to larger communities, regional or whatever that may be. Find someone that has a track record of success and that does this and has done this as a career, chosen this as a career, would be my first piece of advice.
I think that would be great advice. And that's one thing that I hope that we have over the next 4 years is the governor's ear. And Governor Reeves has been he's been to our association, the Southwest Mississippi Development Partnership, a number of times as lieutenant governor. He's always seemed to be willing to listen a little bit to us. And I hope we have that over the next 4 years, because we've said this, we've said it to him and we've said it before. Southwest Mississippi seems to be the forgotten corner of the state when it comes to the state. And look, we're not throwing stones at anybody. We just, if you look at the state where the majority of the announcements have come from, they have been north Mississippi or towards the coastal area. And so we do hope that we would have the governor's ear.
I agree with you. And I'm excited about the next administration there. I'm excited about the future and changes that the governor may bring. You know, there's a number of reasons we've talked before on this show. There's a number of reasons why economic development announcements happen in certain parts of the region and don't happen in other parts of the region. And we can talk some about that later. But I do believe the governor cares about the region. He has some roots here in southwest Mississippi, some family ties specifically to Lincoln County. And I do believe that we have the ability to communicate with this governor on several levels, whether that's through the Southwest Mississippi Partnership, whether that's through our Mississippi Economic Development Council, our statewide professional development agency that I believe has already had some communication and dialogue with this governor as far as what we would like to see as a blueprint moving forward in a number of regions, including statewide.
You know, last week we had talked about possibly having you on last week, but you were at the MEC Midwinter Conference. Tell us about that. What went down?
Well, this was the it's a little different just to avoid some confusion. There's a Mississippi Economic Development Council and there's a Mississippi Economic Council. So this is MEDC, and I'm actually on my third term, I think, on the board of directors of MEDC, and Mary Swope is the executive director. It is our professional development conferences, and we do this twice a year in February and July. They bring opportunities for us to learn, more and better techniques and more and better information in how to do our job. We talked about everything from workforce development to fee in lieu agreements, which are a part of incentives that has to deal with property taxes, among site selection, trends in industrial parks and spec buildings and things like that we need to keep up on as a group. And it's probably very boring to anybody that doesn't do this for a living.
Probably is. I tell you what, we got to pay a few bills, but when we come back, you brought something up that we'll talk about, and it'll kind of lead into some things happening here in Lincoln County, spec buildings, industrial parks. Got a few things happening here in Lincoln County. We'll talk about that when we come back right after these very important words.
Kevin Bonds, CEO of Southwest Electric. Southwest Electric focuses on improving the communities we serve. Over 4,200 miles of power lines connect our members in Adams, Emmett, Claiborne, Kapaa, Franklin, Hines, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Wilkeson counties. As a member, you're also an owner. Once we cover the necessary costs, remaining funds, called capital credits, go back to you. And elected board members are from the service area, providing local control. Not-for-profit, member-owned, local leadership. Southwest Electric serving our cooperative members for over 80 years.
An equal opportunity provider and employer.
Did you know that a portion of the 7% sales tax you pay at the checkout counter is actually returned to your local municipality? That means New Hebron, Silver Creek, and Monticello have more money to pay roads, to give you better law enforcement, better fire protection, to support the clubs and the schools and the organizations that you're a part of. Shopping at home makes a difference. This message brought to you by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Lawrence County, where there's always something going on.
There's a drainage problem in our local economy. Hey, this is Shannon Aker for Brookhaven's only home-owned bank, Bank of Brookhaven. A lot of the money and the profits on that money are flowing downstream to help build someone else's economy. At Bank of Brookhaven, we'll do all we can to keep your money working hard for you here in Brookhaven and Lincoln County. Remember, at Bank of Brookhaven, it's all about you. Bank of Brookhaven, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Southwest Mississippi Community College has been recognized as a 2020 Best College by NISH. This year, the college ranked number one in Mississippi and number 16 in the nation. While Southwest has always been known as a wonderful place to learn and grow, the college is so proud of its students and staff for earning this national distinction. For more information about Southwest, visit our website at www.smcc.edu or like us on Facebook. Discover Southwest and see why it's the right choice for you.
Welcome back to the Economic Development Show. I am Dave Nichols, joined in the studios this morning by Garrett Combs, the economic developer here in Lincoln County, the Brookhaven, Mississippi area. And one of the things that y'all did here a few years back, y'all built a spec building. You've got somebody in there right now, McLean Southern is in there. And with that said, where do you go next?
Well, at the moment, McLean Southern is occupying that building. And just as a background for anybody that's new to this, the reason why we built a industrial building without a client was simply speed to market and differentiate ourselves from other communities like us around the state and around the nation. That it took us right about 18 months to build that building. Well, that's 18 months that a prospective company doesn't have to spend in another community. We took a lot of risk out of locating in Brookhaven by already having environmental due diligence and having all sorts of legal due diligence and everything already done. So there's no risk to the site. We've already done all the clearinghouse. We've already done all the environmental and engineering and legal work, and a building is sitting on the property. So we know that there's no wetlands, there's no things out there that can come up and bite us, so to speak, in the process. And now that we've got the building occupied and we applied to and received a site development grant from the Mississippi Development Authority. And we also received a site development grant from Southwest Electric Power Association, which I believe is one of the sponsors of this show. And that, together with our local match, we're going to go ahead right across the street from the existing spec building that McLean is in and go ahead and build a 100,000-square-foot pad-ready site in anticipation of our original building being off the market and in fact, it being off the market. We would like to go ahead and build another building. We'll sit down with our city and county leadership, and we'll do all the engineering and environmental work, and we'll present that, of course, to both governmental entities that have buy-ins with this and make sure we get final approval before we do it. But our long-term strategy is to get another building in Lynbrook Business Park together as quickly as we can. We know we're going to build a pad. We know we've gotten the funds in place to do that. We're just awaiting all the environmental clearances and engineering work before we can actually start pushing dirt. But as soon as that pad is ready, I anticipate having engineering plans to build another building, present that to the city and county and my organization, the Economic Development Alliance's board, get approval for that and keep going forward.
So I got a question. This just kind of popped up in my mind as you were talking about that, building a pad. You would have to already have it plumbed with water and sewer lines inside the pad, or can you come back and do that after it's been
done? Matter of fact, this time, and I'll give you a little bit of background, the first building that we built was truly as close to a turnkey building as I could provide. We had a 6-inch concrete floor. We went ahead and put a fire suppression system, a security system in it, things like that. This time around, surprisingly enough, we got a few complaints about that. A lot of clients that looked at the building didn't want a floor. They didn't want a security system, a fire suppression system in place. They wanted to design their own. So this time, one of the things that we'll do going forward is we'll do crushed limestone on the pad, and then we'll go vertical on the building, pending approval of everybody involved. We'll go vertical on the building. And then we'll just run utilities actually to the property line. We won't even run water and sewer to the building, because other companies will want to decide where they want bathrooms or where they need water, where they need wastewater. Food processing companies are going to need something very, very different than an automotive supplier. So we're going to leave that step out as far as doing a floor and any plumbing or piping into the building this time.
Okay, and that definitely makes a lot of sense. And that's something that, several years ago, spec buildings were kind of the hip thing. You had to have one. Then it kind of went like, no, you don't really need them. But now there's this term out there, and I want you to talk about it, because it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing in Lincoln County, shovel ready. Mm-hmm. Well, you're really one step past shovel ready. How important is it to have a site that is, using that buzzword, shovel ready?
Well, you can't compete without a site that's shovel ready. You really don't have anything if you're not shovel ready. And by that I mean your environmentals are clear, Your phase ones, your legal work is done. You have control of the property. If you have a client that comes to town or a company that comes to town wants to look at a piece of property and you don't have control over it and you don't have utilities, industrial grade utilities to that site, then you're not competitive at all. And I'll take it a step further because I tracked all of this the last 3 years or so that our building was on the market. 91% of my clients that came to Lincoln County from one source or another wanted to look at the building. They had no interest in the actual land itself in the industrial part. They wanted the building that was ready to go and ready to move into. And to me, you know, if you're not all communities can do this. Not all communities are in a position to kind of put themselves out there or take a risk on building a building. But a community of Brookhaven size, you know, it owes it to itself to have that product ready. We're on the interstate. We're on the mainline rail. We're 45 minutes south of Jackson in our workforce. We owe it to ourselves to have the best product available to clients because otherwise I would have missed out on 9 out of 10 companies that called on Lincoln County had I not had that building 3 years ago. It's that important to us and our market.
You know, and that said, a lot of people, because I still get this, you know, why are we spending money on economic development? Why is there a person there? Why do we spend money on marketing? Why are we doing this? Well, you just spoke to it right there.
That's true. And, you know, it's about having product to market. If you go into, and this is what one of my favorite people, Tillman Bishop, used to say this all the time, if you go into a grocery store looking for bread and they don't have bread, you're going to walk out and leave and go to another store. And the store manager may never know why you peeked in the door and turned around and left. And so many of our communities, I don't know that they understand that around the state, around the Southeast, that you know, your customer is going to be a function of the product and the quality of product that you can provide. I've always believed, and we've talked about this before, Dave, but I've always believed that my job specifically is to make sure that the products that Brookhaven and Lincoln County have to offer are world-class. You know, I rely on our partners at Kapiah Lincoln Community College to fill in the workforce piece, by and large. I rely on the Mississippi Development Authority on incentive pieces. I rely on Southwest Electric and Entergy for utility pieces. But my job is to make sure that our physical real estate is the best that it can be.
And I think you've done a great job with that. We're going to go pay a couple more bills. We've got Garrett Combs in the studios this morning. We'll be back and talk with him about other things happening here in Lincoln County and in Brookhaven. We'll do that in just a moment.
Being a member of Magnolia Electric Power puts you in a distinct group of people. Way back in the 30s, Mississippi rural areas did not have electricity. Community leaders worked to see that electric power was brought to them as they formed electric power cooperatives to bring power to the masses. Today, Magnolia Electric Power still provides reliable, affordable power to our members at the lowest cost possible. Magnolia Electric Power, working together the cooperative way.
The Southwest Mississippi Partnership is working together to bring new business and industry to the area. Southwest Mississippi invites you to take advantage of the many site selection resources. Whether you need a detailed proposal or just a few facts, the local developers stand ready to assist you with all of your relocation or expansion needs. To find out more about Southwest Mississippi, visit us on the web at www.swmiss.us. In Southwest Mississippi, we're working so you can too.
Emotional and psychological problems have treatments, just like any other health issue. Still, you might not know how to find out what's right for you. We understand. That's why we created the KDMC Behavioral Wellness Center. We've seen how behavioral difficulties can affect someone's life. We can help you. Call KDMC Behavioral Wellness Center to make an appointment today. 601-835-9499. King's Daughters Medical Center. Caring for our community like no one else can.
Kapiah Lincoln Community College recently announced that it had the highest graduation rate of all community colleges in the state. Now is the time to start or finish the degree you've been dreaming of. Are you ready for a new career? Colin offers over 30 career tech programs to have you on the job in 2 years or less. Visit www.colin.edu to see why Colin is the place to be. That's www.colin.edu.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard
Good morning. Welcome back to the Economic Development Show. I am Dave Nichols, joined by Garrett Combs, the economic developer here in Lincoln County in Brookhaven. And we definitely want to give people a chance to put in a hard day's night and make a good, honest living. That's what we do, and we're thankful to our counties and our supervisors and our local businessmen and women who help us support all those different things. So maybe you can answer this. Maybe you want to hold it close to your vest, and I would understand. How do you market Lincoln County?
Well, there's a combination of things that we do, and one of the most important things that are out there is the website to both the Economic Development Alliance, which is our economic development district, and you know the engine that kind of drives our economic development assets, and then of course our Chamber of Commerce, and it's gotten to be these days that your website is your front door. There will be potentially corporate real estate professionals, company CEOs that look at that and look at your your website, and that may be. And if they don't find the information that they want, it's not that it may not be there. It also has to be information that's convenient to them, one or two clicks away. There's just so much competition out there that if you don't present it in the right way, they'll just move on. But secondly, we mentioned the spec building. We say we built that, but we actually recruited a company called Agricell, who is an industrial development company, to actually build the building for us and go into a partnership with us. Agricell also has a marketing arm to its corporation. They're a corporation out of Illinois that has an office in Madison that built our building, and that if we do this again, we'll build the next building. And one of the reasons why we went in partnership with them is they have a marketing staff that does nothing but try to fill up their industrial space. And they got something on the order of 12 million square feet of industrial space throughout the country. So they're well adept at reaching out to targeted industry and folks around the world that need space. And also we're very tied into our two electrical companies. Both Entergy and Southwest Electric Power Association have industrial sites on their system in Brookhaven and Lincoln County. When we rely on them, they also have a marketing arm. We rely on them to assist us. So, you know, it's the old saying about making yourself look a whole lot bigger than what you are. And we do that through joining forces with Mississippi Development Authority, the two power companies, and then we brought, you know, Agricell into the mix with the spec building to give us a broader appeal and more outreach to find more people. But it starts with that. It starts with your website, and then as you add allies that has stake in the game here, that has meaningful motivation to have another company located in Brookhaven, you draw those entities in with you to help you market it.
You know, I've had people ask me sometimes, why does Energy put so much money into economic development or whatnot? And you just answered that question right there. It's because, again, if you put an industry in the spec building, well, they're using power.
That's right.
So they're going to recoup that money, that effort that they use to help you recruit somebody to the building.
That's right. And you know, Southwest EPA and Entergy are two very different entities, and they have two very different motivations for what they do. But the one simplest to understand is Entergy's model. They are a for-profit company. They are regulated by the Public Service Commission, but they are there to make a profit for their shareholders. And plain and simple, the largest amount of electricity to be sold will be to industrial clients. It's not to households. It's not to retail businesses. It's to the people out there running very large machines, making very complicated products in our industrial parks.
You know, many times we'll talk in advance of what we're going to talk about on the show, but I'm always good about throwing curveballs to my guests. I'm going to do that right now because we did not talk about this, but you brought up the fact that Southwest EPA has a different kind of market or philosophy than what serves a different customer, a different model than what Entergy has. You and I really have not had this conversation. What do you think about what the legislature did last year allowing the EPAs to go into the broadband market? What do you think about that, and do you think it's going to be a game changer in some of the more rural areas in Mississippi?
Well, I sure hope so, and I think that measure enjoyed some broad support across the legislature. And, you know, you mentioned this before, that I grew up in Franklin County. And even though that's a very, very rural county, probably the smallest population in Southwest Mississippi, we were also the birthplace of C-Spire, Sailor South, C-Spire, Franklin Telephone, all those companies. And as such, we enjoyed widespread access to broadband internet and very high-speed internet. And my parents' house in Roxy, Mississippi has fiber run to their house as kind of a test bed. And my children, my 7-year-old and 9-year-old, love going over there because that's their internet is all their life. And then when I moved to Lincoln County, it was a different world. And when I first moved here, I lived maybe a mile outside the city limits of Brookhaven on 583, and there was no option for internet, period, which was shocking to me coming from a very small community in Franklin County, moving over to a larger community in Brookhaven that I couldn't get anything but satellite internet. And then slowly that started to change. But I have a lot of friends and family in rural Lincoln County that really don't have a whole lot of options. And I hope that it can be a game changer for those families. When you think about everything that we do on the internet and how much that plays into homework and distance learning and things like that. I had a very close friend that recently got her degree from Mississippi State online, and it was a difficult proposition to find internet access from rural Lincoln County in order to complete some of the things that she had to complete, but found a way to get it done. But had the cooperatives, you know, if had this been 10 years ago and that infrastructure been built out, it would solve a lot of problems that were encountered along the way. I think it could be a huge game changer.
I've got a question, but I'm going to hold it. We got about 3 minutes left. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to talk about?
Well, Dave, we coming up this weekend, and I think Katie Nations and Jillian Rosseri at the Chamber would hunt me down if I didn't give them a plug. But we've got Downtown Jazzed Up this weekend on Saturday. It starts Saturday evening, and it is free to the public. I think it's our third or fourth year by doing this, and we start at 4 o'clock with some jumpies, and there's a beignet cafe, a Cajun cook-off. We've got face painting, and then starting at 6 on Saturday evening, we've got a second line parade that you can walk in. You can take a golf cart, but nothing larger than a side-by-side, but it's really fun. You can start there on Cherokee Street with our little brass band second line parade. And then at 6:30, the band Four Way Stop is going to perform on Railroad Avenue. And then there'll be an after party at Recess 101, kind of across from the courthouse downtown. So, very nice, family friendly, free, fun event downtown that we're all looking forward to this weekend.
I'll tell you what, if I wasn't headed to Auburn for the birth of my fourth grandchild, me and Mama probably come over for that. But we got to head over to
Priorities,
Alabama.
Priorities, I understand that.
Yep. So we got to do that. All right. So. My question went away. We got 2 minutes left, but I do want to thank you publicly. Lincoln County is partnering with Lawrence County on our Red Bluff Grand Fondo this year, and we're actually having an event here on the Friday night, March the 6th. Before that, we're having a meet and greet with some retired professional cyclists that will be here at the Arcade Building downtown. And so that's y'all are helping with that, and we really appreciate that. And some people say, well, why would Lincoln County partner with Lawrence County? Well, we're going to have probably over 150 to 225 riders coming in. Guess where a lot of them are going to be spending the night?
That's right. Right here
in Brookhaven and Lincoln County. So those partnerships really do work. Thank you for helping us with that. I think we're getting close to being out of time. My man says we have 1 minute left. Well, Garrick, thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to having you on. Going to have you on again in a couple of weeks, maybe have something to talk more talk about then. And so thank you so much. Hopefully we'll get the mayor in too.
Sure. And I do want to say how much I appreciate my mayor, my board of aldermen, my board of supervisors, and also our board of directors of the Chamber and the Economic Development Alliance. A lot of those are very thankless jobs, and they only get phone calls when someone's unhappy or something's wrong. But I just wanted to say there's a lot of days where they do a lot of good for our communities, and they support our economic development program and our Chamber of Commerce and our business community in the right ways. And I just wanted to make sure that they knew that I appreciated that.
There's a reason we call them community leaders. Time for us to go. Hey, the Southwest Mississippi Partnership. This is our baby, the Economic Development Show. We're working, so you can too.